Let's talk now about how to develop paragraphs using comparison and contrast. What are comparison and contrast? Comparison and contrast measure similarities and differences. Comparison focuses on how two things are alike. Contrast highlights how they are different. Textbooks use comparison and contrast to explain two methods of accounting, two historical figures, two types of poetry, two machines, or two economic philosophies. Your jobs may require you to use comparison to make decisions. As consumers, we often use contrast to determine which product to buy and which apartment to rent, or whether we should buy or lease a car. Much of the writing that you will do in college or in your job will use comparison and contrast. So let's look at a few examples. Antibiotics are effective in treating most bacterial infections, but they have little or no effect on viral infections. So see, you can tell that the compare contrast is with bacterial and viral. Coach Wilson always stressed teamwork, but Coach Harris concentrates on two or three key players. There we have Coach Wilson or Coach Harris. Another, I strongly recommend you consider buying rather than leasing your next car. Buying versus leasing. So the purposes of comparison contrast can be summed up in this way. They are used for two reasons, to explain and to convince. Writing to explain. Comparisons can be used to explain similar topics, showing the differences between air-cooled and water-cooled engines, for example, or between state and federal laws, or between African and American elephants, just to name a few examples. You can think of comparisons as two descriptions. The goal of these paragraphs is to teach readers something and to clear up any confusion they may have. So, for tips for writing comparison paragraphs or to explain, first, create direct, clearly worded sentences that both describe and explain both items. This is for comparison paragraphs to explain. Two, use details and examples to illustrate each type. Three, point out key similarities and key differences. Four, use concrete words rather than general or abstract words. 5. Avoid details that require too much explanation or background. Now let's talk about how we can use comparison and contrast to explain or to convince. In other paragraphs, you may use comparison to convince, to prove to readers that one idea is better than another. You might recommend that customers buy one kind of insurance over another, or to vote for one candidate rather than an opponent. Comparison paragraphs that are used to convince readers require a clearly stated topic sentence. So let's look at some tips for writing a comparison paragraph to convince. 1. Create a strong topic sentence clearly stating your choice. 2. Provide readers with concrete evidence and examples to support your topic sentence, not just negative comments. Ineffective. Cortez does not know what he is talking about. He is unrealistic, ignorant, and egotistical. Improved. Cortez has never served in government. He has no practical knowledge of the city bidding process, and he has never worked with council members, and he has a leadership style that works in business, but not in politics. 3. Support your topic sentence with examples, facts, quotes, and statistics. So I hope you found this helpful, the purposes of comparison and contrast.